Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle, serving you in Raleigh and all the surrounding areas as well. You can find out more about Angie by going online to acolerealty.com. Cole, by the way, is spelled C-O-L-E. And if you want to call or text Angie, you can do that and reach her by dialing 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. Angie, thanks for being here this week. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to hear that. We've got a lot of good things to highlight on today's show. We're going to answer some of your questions coming up here in a few moments. We're also going to talk about some of the foolishness that could cost you your home, whether you be a seller or a buyer. In honor of April Fool's Weekend, we're going to talk about some of the foolish things that we see happen in the real estate world and how you can avoid some of those things. But before we get to all of that, Angie, we're now into the month of April, and I know that things are moving and shaking and happening in the real estate world.
They sure are, and I thought we could talk about average days on the market. Okay. So I pulled specifically for Raleigh for the price point of $100,000 to $200,000. So if you have a home in that price point, put it on the market. The average days on the market for a home of $100,000 up to $200,000 is 25 days.
Wow, not
many
very
homes,
long, right?
Not long at all. So less than 30 days as far as average days on the market, and there are currently only 85 active listings. So that means, you know, if someone is looking to be in that price point, there are slim pickings. So that only means that your listing or your home will be more attractive because there's not much to choose from. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that price point located in the Raleigh market, also in other surrounding areas, the average days on the market are also super low. Now is a wonderful time to list your home because we're definitely in a seller's market and we are well into the spring market as well.
How do those numbers compare, you know, just ballpark wise to, you know, other years, other seasons in terms of both the availability and also the average days on the market?
Yeah, for sure. So I've noticed that the average days on the market just alone in 2017 are continuing to drop. So month to month, okay? And then also versus last year in 2016, we are just a tad bit lower as far as average days on the market as well. So we're still in a very strong market. Inventory levels have not picked up yet. So that means we're still in a very strong seller's market.
Absolutely. Well, very interesting to see those how those numbers kind of affect us, especially if we are in the home buying or selling process. Always good to get guidance and advice from a local realtor, and that can be Angie Cole. If you listen to the show and you kind of like what she has to say about some of the different techniques that you can use to buy or sell a home and how she and her business operate, you can call or text Angie again at 919-538-6477 to get in touch. Call or text 919-538-6477. If you want to submit a question to be featured on the show, you can go to acolerealty.com, and we have a couple of good ones to feature on the show today. The first of which comes to us from Benson in Apex. Benson says, we're probably going to sell our home in a year or two. It needs a few upgrades, but we're a little tight on cash at the moment. We're thinking of taking out a home equity loan to make the upgrades. Is that a bad idea?
Benson, not necessarily. I actually had this exact same situation that happened with one of my clients who actually is now under contract, where there were quite a few items that needed attention in order to get the home on the market and listed. And so based on that, I gave them an idea of what they could sell their home for based on the list of renovations they were going to complete. And so in order to have the funds readily available, they had to pull out an equity line of credit. It wasn't massive, but still, it was a decent amount. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, we end up selling their home super quick with multiple offers. And because they pulled out that money, they made those renovations, they are now making well above what they would have been able to make for the home if they sold it as is. So if you decide to go down the route of taking out an equity loan, just make sure that you speak with a realtor and discuss, you know, what will the value of the home be down the road once these renovations are complete. We would want to make sure you wouldn't pull out this money and then be upside down because, of course, any loans, whether it's your mortgage, whether it's an equity line, you know, taken out on your home, those must be satisfied at closing. So that could be a wonderful option if you do not have money readily available, but just make sure that the goal as far as the amount of renovations you plan to make, you will end up making all that money back plus some.
So it's not so much the timing that's the question here as it is the return on that investment.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
There's no red flags if you're taking out a home equity line right before you sell your home or anything like that.
No, not at all, because it's just like a second mortgage. So as long as it's satisfied and paid off, which of course the closing attorney will order the payoff for mm-hmm. your mortgage and your equity line, as long as you have made enough money off of the home as far as the sales price and you pay that off, you're good to go.
Which you'll have a lot of those details figured out when you meet with you for the listing appointment.
That's exactly right, because whenever we meet for a listing appointment, you know, I will show you, all right, as of today, this is what I feel like we could get for your home. Well, if you do these improvements, this is the number that we'll get. And we'll make sure that it's a number or it's worth your while to take out that equity line that you'll be able to pay it back plus some mm-hmm. and make some extra money.
I think that highlights something else that's important too, because I've had people ask me before, well, do I have to wait before I call Angie? You know, do I have to wait until like right when we're ready to sell? Am I wasting her time if I call her, you know, 3 or 4 months before we sell? And I tell them, you know, now after having done this show with you, no, the earlier you call, the better, because then you can figure out things like what Benson's talking about here. Should we do X, Y, and Z? And then if it's a few months to get those things figured out, then that's totally fine.
You're 100% correct. I actually have people that call me a year in advance just because maybe they're not 100% ready now, but long term, they want to start thinking about what do we need to do to get the home show ready, you know, any type of minor renovations we want to make. So it's never too soon. Also, I would always recommend, you know, meeting with us in advance, because I would never want you to make those renovations that aren't going to pay off. Mm-hmm. So it's best to go ahead and get the advice. It doesn't matter what your home currently looks like. You know, if you only knew, you know, type of homes that I've walked into, that then when we get the professional photos, I mean, they look amazing. So let's go ahead and meet now and start that discussion. And once again, it's always a free consultation for me to come out there, give you my feedback, give you my guidance, and kind of walk you through the process of getting your home on the market.
If you'd like a free consultation when it comes to selling your home, you can call Angie or text her at 919-538-6477. You can get in touch that way. Again, call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. We love taking your questions here on the Savvy Realtor, and you can submit those by going to acolerealty.com. The next question comes to us from Leland in Knightdale. Leland says, we're thinking of buying a home in the area, but the sellers were in there for less than a year. I realize they might be moving for a myriad of reasons, but is that a red flag to see someone flee a home so quickly?
Leland, I probably would doubt it's a red flag, to be honest with you. Normally, most homes that we see aren't just crumbling, so that's why people want to move. For example, we had a situation just recently that the clients are set to close this upcoming week, where the clients ended up purchasing a home, an adorable home that had been completely renovated. They loved it, loved the location, and then all of a sudden they found out that they were pregnant. And it wasn't an issue that the home wasn't large enough, but they just decided that based on their work schedules, it would make sense for them to be closer to family.
We had an email question about that last week, didn't we? Very similar.
Yes, we sure did. Yep. So, you know, it wasn't a situation that anything was wrong with the home in any sense. It was just that they wanted to be closer to the family to help out with a new baby. And so, you know, super sweet couple, amazing, beautiful home. They were in a wonderful area that we were able to actually make them some money on the home, even though we sold it. I think they were only in the home for about 8 months. So it was a quick turnaround.
That is.
One suggestion I would say is ask. So can you tell us, you know, what your reason is for moving?
Sure.
They are not required to disclose, but many people would be open to telling you just to give you that reassurance. Also, go ahead and ask if they've had any recent inspections completed, especially because if they just purchased the home a year ago, more than likely they probably had inspections completed whenever they purchased. And so you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. It also might save you money where you decide to not have a new inspection completed. So yeah, just ask, you know, hey, why are you moving? You know, is there any concerns? And then ask if they have any inspections that they can share with you.
And as long as the answer is not ghosts, then you
right.
know, you're in good shape.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So then it'll be a red flag and maybe run. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, I tend to find it's just personal reasons. You know, maybe they got a job relocation. Like I mentioned, they want to be closer back mm-hmm. to family because there's a new one coming into the family. But, you know, you never know. So ask those questions.
My other takeaway is that although the typical recommendation is that you stay in your home for, 5 years before you sell it, it's a lot more common than you might think that it's a lot less time frame, sometimes even less than a year.
It's very common. We actually have a couple of, you know, sellers right now where they've all been in their home for less than 2 years, and just different personal situations. And then sometimes I've had one before where they just decided, you know what, we don't like our location. I actually have one coming up on the market probably the next 2 weeks. It was a brand new home when she bought it. Mm. We didn't represent her on the buy side. Not that her agent at that time did anything wrong, but when she went and moved into that area, she tested it out and decided, you know what, this location is not for me, and has decided she wants to sell. Her home is only a year and a half old now and wants to be back in her other location, back to Raleigh. So it's just personal preference for
sure.
the most part.
Yeah, you think, I can handle a 45-minute commute, and then you start living it, and you're like, oops, no, I want to go back to my 5-minute commute where maybe I used to
right.
be.
Right, yeah, maybe, you know, more land with a longer commute is, you know, not worth it where you thought it
sure.
was. Maybe
sounded attractive at first, but then when you're actually
yeah.
living it.
Or just, you know, when you move to a certain location, you're not as familiar as the surrounding areas, the things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that personally happened to me when I tested out Wake Forest. I was pretty dead set on building in Heritage at one time. And thank goodness I tested it out and I lived up there and I rented a home. And I, you know, quickly found out that driving back and forth to my daughter's school, it could take 20 minutes. It could take 45 minutes. I was kind of also on like the north end of where I focus on as far as real estate goes. So, you know, when I go to a listing appointment or show yeah. homes all the way down in Clayton or Fuquay, that's a haul for me. So for me, although I love Wake Forest and it's gorgeous, location-wise didn't work for what I do on an everyday basis. So everyone has their reasons of maybe why a specific location ends up not working out for them.
Yeah, lots of different takeaways there, but a great question, Leland. Thank you very much. Let's get one last one here as we hop over to Wake Forest and get a question from Selma. I've done everything I can try to sell my home. I've burned through 3 different agents, have repriced the home like 10 times, and done everything else I can think of. Other homes in the neighborhood are selling. Mine doesn't seem that different. Am I just unlucky? What could I do to end this frustration and get this thing sold for what it's worth?
Selma, honestly, there's a little red flag here with your question is everyone in your neighborhood, they're not having any issues with selling their home. You know, I can't tell you the reason why you're not being able to sell yours. I mean, I don't think it would boil down to being unlucky. You know, something is clearly not right. I don't know if it's the agents that you've worked with. I don't know if it's a price point, but something's wrong with why your home hasn't sold in a timely manner and has been sitting there on the market while the other homes are selling. Okay, so, you know, unfortunately, I can't give you a reason without meeting with you, without coming out to you and giving you some advice. So, Selma, if you would like some advice, if you want my honest opinion on why your home is not moving but other ones in the neighborhood are, definitely give me a call. I would love to set up a time to meet with you. My cell phone number is 919-538-6477. Once again, I can give you some advice on, you know, is it how it's being marketed? Is it that you're overpriced? Are you underpriced? And does that make it look like something's wrong with your home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be a lot of factors as to why your home is not selling, but then other homes in the neighborhood are. And so once again, I don't think it's an issue of you being unlucky, but something clearly is not right in regards to the overall marketing your home or it should be sold.
And I imagine it's helpful advice knowing that Selma has maybe burned through, using her words, burned through a couple of different agents so that you can approach it with the idea of, all right, well, I'm just going to tell you, you know, like it is and give you my honest feedback and opinion because There's no sense in just going around the same circle. If, and this is not to pick on you, but to say it's you. You're not agreeing to the right pricing of the home and all those kinds of things. That could be the case, right?
That 100% could be the case. You know, and my job as a real estate agent is to be upfront and be honest with you. And so whether you like what I have to say or you don't, I'm going to give you my honest feedback, you know, because maybe with the current agents you've worked with, you know, they've all suggested the same price, but you don't want to hear what they have to say and you feel like your home's worth a lot more and they just went along with it and listed your home where you wanted to list it. That doesn't mean clearly that's the right price though, just because you feel like your home is worth a certain number. So it's my job to come in and give you my honest feedback so you can sell it, you know, because there's no point in putting your home on the market unless your intentions are to actually get it sold. So
she did say she's repriced the home 10 times though. So maybe in this case, that's not the situation, but it's good to kind of get that perspective though of sometimes it might be us and, you know, we're too close to the situation. You've heard that cliche a lot of the time. Well, again, that number to call to reach Angie Cole, you can call or text her. Maybe you're in a similar situation looking to sell a home in the area. Maybe you've tried and have been a bit unsuccessful in your efforts. Call, reach out to Angie Cole, see how her team might be able to make a difference for you. You can have a consultation with Angie over the phone and even set up an in-person consultation for selling your home as well. Just call or text her at 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number. She is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle. 919-538-6477. Stay with us. There's much more coming up on today's edition of the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a home sale in Wake Forest. Angie sold my house in just 2 weeks. It had been on the market for 7 months before we hired her.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
Let's shine a little light on some of the Triangle's best areas right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
So this is that part of the show where we pick a great neighborhood here in the Triangle and talk about all the great features of that neighborhood. And I always love this part of the program because I learned about areas that I otherwise may have never ventured into or learned a little bit more about. So, Angie, what's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight?
So this week's Neighborhood Spotlight is located in Raleigh, right off of Falls of the Neuse, and the neighborhood is called River Run. Okay. River Run is
the name of it already.
Yes. It's a beautiful neighborhood. It was originally built by John Wieland. Wieland Homes was the builder. Okay. We actually still do have some other construction going on in the neighborhood, so we have new builders in there. It's not a huge neighborhood, but definitely a very nice, pristine neighborhood, okay, and just absolutely beautiful. So a little bit about this neighborhood. It does have all the amenities, so a really nice pool and clubhouse area, which is within walking distance pretty much to any of the homes right there on the main stretch. We are priced anywhere from around a $440,000 up to $700,000, so kind of a wide range there, but definitely on the higher price point. The square footage ranges anywhere from about 2,600 up to 5,400. So once again, a wide range of square footage. A lot of the homes have either a basement, which is fully finished and a walkout basement, or a third floor finished space as well. So we have the first floor, the second, and then either a basement or a third floor. So a lot of living space. The homes were built in 2005 or newer. Like I mentioned, there is one or two, I believe, actively on the market that are brand new construction. So new construction, or you could go with a resale. There are currently seven active homes on the market. My team actually is really familiar familiar with this neighborhood. Just in the last month alone, we've actually represented three clients in this particular neighborhood. So I sold a listing, and then we represented a buyer that has just closed, and then we have another buyer that's currently under contract. So we are very familiar with this particular neighborhood, and we've been seeing a lot of, you know, action in there, and just seems that everyone that we work with within this neighborhood are absolutely wonderful and amazing. So once again, our neighborhood spotlight is called River Run. If you would like some more information about this particular neighborhood, or maybe you're interested in the value of your home within this neighborhood or just any surrounding areas, go ahead and text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. A link will be sent to you in order for you to receive the value of your home. So once again, if you're interested in the value of your home in River Run or just any area, go ahead and text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Again, that'll get you a very nice estimate of your home's worth. That's a really good first step in the home selling process to take. Just kind of get that initial idea of, all right, this is probably a good ballpark of what my home might be worth. Obviously, you'll want a full workup on your home done by Angie Cole and her team as a follow-up. But for a first step, you can very easily just text the word listing to the number 555-888. Click on that link that we'll send you and put your information in about your home, and then you'll get that estimate sent right to you. Just text the word listing to the number 555-888. So the number is 555-888, and in the text field, all you put is the word listing, and you'll be able to get your home's value estimate right there on your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, by the way, just call Angie Cole instead, or shoot her a text at 919-538-6477, because the link won't work if you don't have a smartphone, obviously. 919-538-6477. Again, you can call or text that number, but the easiest way is to text the word listing to the number 555-888 and click on the link. That's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight, and there's much more around the corner right here on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
Well, this is the part of the show that we like to call Getting to Know You, where we just ask Angie Cole sort of a random question each week, trying to find out a little bit more about her personality away from the real estate world. And in honor of April Fool's weekend, Angie, I'm just curious, what's the best April Fool's joke you've ever played on somebody or had played on you? If you don't have any good stories, personally, I'm sure you've at least heard of one that you know, from somebody you know that they were able to pull off a good one.
So, Walter, I'm not a good jokester in any way.
Usually people who aren't good jokesters are the good ones at receiving the jokes.
That's exactly right, because I'm very naive and I fall for anything and everything. I can't say that I personally have ever pulled off a good April Fool's, you know, joke on anyone. It immediately, they just look at me like kind of like, Angie, like, don't even try to pull it. But I did have a girlfriend who posted on social media that she was engaged. And for a moment, my heart kind of dropped because I was so bummed that she hadn't called me. Aww. And that she announced it to the world that she was engaged. And it was like a legitimate, you know, ring on her finger with her, you know, actually now husband. But at the time, they were just boyfriend and girlfriend. But it was both of their hands. It was a ring. And I could tell it was her hands because she has the longest fingernails. And
wow.
I was like, oh, my goodness, she's engaged and she did not let me know. So I kind of was just like, maybe we're not as close as friends as what I thought we were.
Oh, my gosh.
And then finally, after I saw a million posts, I was like, oh, yeah, today's April Fool's. So it just went over my head. I mean,
that's a weird thing to make an April Fool's joke out of, though.
Because I was like, you know, so next go around
really
when she actually, or? Right, when she actually is engaged, will it be downplayed? I know, I thought the exact same thing. Or like when people, you know, joke around about being pregnant, same thing. When they actually are pregnant, will it be downplayed that they're just playing a joke again? So anyway, she definitely pulled one over on me, not purposely over on me, but, you know, I was definitely bummed that she didn't call me and let me know she was engaged and that I had to see it on the internet.
Well, yeah. It's a good thing that it was ended up not being true. Did they eventually get engaged or
were
still waiting? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so they're actually married now.
I imagine
so, they'd
have to be pretty confident in their relationship.
Yeah, I would
to
hope so.
Go ahead and make that joke.
Joke about, really. But anyways, yeah. So I definitely got played a little bit there, and I fall for most of anything.
I learned very quickly. You know, my wife is can be very gullible on things like that. Like, I could get her left and right if I wanted to, but she has a very, and I don't mean this in a bad way, violent reaction to surprises. So I've learned very quickly to not try to
really
spook her, because she has a very, you know, outward reach, we should say, when something jumps out at her. So anything I do has to be much more subtle. No, the corner kind of stuff.
Right. No scaring or anything, because you might get whacked in the face or something, right?
Exactly. might get an arm flailing in my direction. So
too funny.
Don't do anything in the dark or around a corner, or else you might be in trouble. But that's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm not a very good jokester either, but I always appreciate seeing good ones that can be pulled off.
So exactly.
That's pretty cool. Well, there you go. Some good April Fool's memories here on the Savvy Realtor. We'll get back to the real estate talk when we come back. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a single-family home sale in Durham, Angie and her team are professional and are passionate about what they do. They got my home sold in 7 days from listing.
That's another 5-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a 5-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477. You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Let's get back to the show.
You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, helping you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the Triangle. Angie is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle. You can find her online by going to acolerealty.com. Cole, by the way, is spelled C-O-L-E, so that's acolerealty.com. And you can always call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. Again, call, or if you prefer text, you can shoot her a note and let her know you'd like to maybe chat about buying or selling a home here in the area with her. 919-538-6477 is that number. Well, in honor of April Fool's weekend, Angie, let's talk about some of the foolishness that you've seen in your time as an agent that has maybe cost or almost cost people getting or selling their home. So these are some of the foolish things that we've seen happen. I'm sure you've got a good story about this, but pickiness. When have you seen a seller or buyer act way too picky? But then also, how do you help people find that fine line between being diligent and being picky?
Yeah, so I have a client who I absolutely adore him. He's an amazing client, but I showed him anywhere from about 70 to 80 homes.
Oh my gosh.
Not joking. I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm not going to say his name. He knows I still love him, but it was absolutely...
You know who you are.
It was crazy. You know, and it was one of those situations. We would go to every single home, and there was something wrong with every single home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every single home we looked at was a single family home, because he was dead set on, I want a single family home. I want a single family home. Well, I kept telling him, you know what, let's maybe look at some of the higher end townhomes. He didn't want to hear what I had to say, you know, and we kept looking at single family homes, and every single one had an issue. Well, finally, he took my advice. We went and looked at one townhome, and of course, he fell in love with it under contract, and he closed. He's been in the home now for a good 3 to 4 years now.
Wow.
So just, you know, it's great to be diligent in making sure that you are getting what's most important to you, that you're going to love the home once you move in. But also, you know, make sure you are open to taking the suggestion of your real estate agent too, because we hear you. We hear you speaking. We see your actions. We hear the things that you're saying about each home when you're walking through, and we can see your emotions. And so sometimes, even though you're not thinking one way or you're not open to the suggestion, we can see kind of on the back end of, you know what, maybe this other style home or this would work better for you. So take our guidance, because that's our job to, you know, really narrow down the list, really figure out what's important to you and show you only those properties. So pickiness. I mean, it can be tough for us as buyer agents when we represent our buyers, when we have someone who wants it all for maybe a very low amount of money,
sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what price point you're at, remember that no home's ever going to be perfect. There is always something within your home you want to change. I know there's things about my home that I want to change, but you can just, it will never be perfect. It's the same thing with a car. When you go car shopping,
yeah.
I bet there is something about your car that you would change if you had the option to do that. Mm-hmm. So focus on what's
I
most...
I want it to be as big as a Suburban, but drive like a BMW.
Exactly.
Right?
And it just doesn't happen, right? So focus on, you know, what are your musts? You know, your must-haves, and then what are your wants? And let's make sure that we check off all the boxes for our must-haves. And then it's great when we get most of our wants as well.
Yeah. Pickiness is good, though. I mean, there's the other end of the spectrum, too, right? Where you could not be picky enough and be so sort of easygoing with everything that it's hard to narrow down a home.
That can be true as well. We tend to find that when buyers are walking through a home, their job, honestly, is to eliminate homes mm-hmm. because they want to narrow down that list of their top favorites.
So pickiness helps with that.
Yeah. Sometimes we do run into clients who are almost too easygoing, you know, and they're like, I like it. I like it. You know, but they're not giving us any direction of, okay, well, which one do you like better? You know, number one or number two, which one can we eliminate? So a little bit of pickiness isn't a bad thing.
It's like
you know?
When you go to the eye doctor and they put the little lens in front of your eye. Number
right.
one? Number two. One. Okay. Number one. Number two. Two.
No. If you just say they both look great and they both look the same, you're not helping, you know,
right.
the eye doctor.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. So pickiness is not a bad thing, but just try not to be over picky because it's never going to be 100% perfect,
just
like
of,
anything in life.
Just out of curiosity, what ended up being the thing about the townhome that helped kind of flip that decision for that particular buyer?
Yeah. So with the townhome, he was able to get a really nice size townhome. He was actually able to get a little bit more square footage with more bells and whistles versus the single family home. Because remember, with a single family home, you're also paying for the land.
Right.
So you're typically the home at the same exact price point might not be as nice if you're looking at same areas as maybe what you could get for a townhome. So for him, you know, he loved with the more of a high end townhome, you know, he had the space, he had all of the extra bells and whistles. And then he also realized, you know what, he has two dogs, but there was enough space in order to just, you know, let them go out the back. He could walk them around the neighborhood. A huge yard was not a must for him.
Mm-hmm.
But after, you know, at first that was a must. But once I got him into the townhome, he said, you know what, this could work. And he's been there ever since and has loved it.
Pretty neat. That's definitely one piece of foolishness that can cost you a home. So just be careful of your level of pickiness. And I think you'll be good to go. Be detailed and be diligent, but try not to go too far into that picky realm. No problem, though, and we'll help you navigate through all of those different things. If you want to reach out to Angie Cole, your savvy realtor here on the show, you can call 919-538-6477. You can call or text that number to get in touch with Angie, 919-538-6477. All right, other foolishness that can cost you the home is riffraff. Whether it's that disheveled yard, noisy surroundings, or general just weirdness, there's not much you can do about nuisance neighbors if you don't have an HOA getting your back for you. Is there anything, Angie, that can be done from a seller's perspective to deter sort of just the riffraff that might surround the area that you're in from you know, acting up during the sale? And then I guess the other side of the perspective, is there anything that buyers can do to kind of sniff out any riffraff that might be happening in the neighborhood or around the area?
Yeah, so, you know, the term riffraff can be unfortunate in regards to who our neighbors are, because your home is only worth what your whole kind of surrounding area, you know, how it looks, how it's been upkept. One suggestion is go nicely talk to your neighbor. If you have that one neighbor who is maybe an eyesore for the neighborhood, maybe go briefly chat with them and say, hey, I'm thinking about putting my home on the market. What are your thoughts about me paying for the landscaping to be done on your home? You know, even though you don't want to invest money into your next door neighbor, if just having someone to come out and maintain their yard for a month, mm-hmm. it might be well worth it just to help upsell your home. There's other thoughts. I've seen people put up like Leland cypress trees mm-hmm. to kind of shield that home. So hopefully whenever a buyer is coming to the home, they're really focused on the home for sale and not the next door neighbors, the adjacent homes.
Yeah.
Maybe you can also put up a tall fence. You know, if there's not an HOA, I'm only assuming you could probably put up a nice 6-foot fence that could really shield them. Another thing is in regards to on the buy side, I would say, you know, go and check out the neighborhood in that area at all times of the day. So go in the morning, go in the afternoon, and go in the evening. Take a ride through, kind of see what's going on, see what's happening in the neighborhood, and to make sure that it's a neighborhood where you would feel comfortable and you would enjoy living. I actually, this past week, I received an email for one of my listings that just hit the market, and it was from a potential buyer who saw our listing on Redfin. They thought before they would even reach out about a showing for that particular home that they would do a drive-by. So they did a drive-by. It didn't look like anyone was home, so they got out of the car and just kind of looked around. Well, the next-door neighbors had two really big German Shepherds, which could have been the friendliest German Shepherds ever. But what happened was, I guess the electrical fence, the battery had broke. And they were actually in my listing's yard, and they were growling at this potential buyer.
That's usually not a good thing.
Not a good sign. So what happened is I actually received an email from this potential buyer just stating, hey, here was the situation. More of just wanting to make you aware. But of course, they said with having two little kids, this completely made us walk away from even wanting to view this property. And it was a bummer because if it wasn't for the neighbor in this particular situation that happened, they probably thought it could have, maybe been the home that they would have loved just based on pictures, location. They loved everything about it. But unfortunately, the neighbor and the dogs that were growling scared them away. So I shared this with my seller. And, once again, unfortunate because my seller, she has kids as well and has never had any issues with them. But just that, specific scenario scared this potential buyer away. So drive through the neighborhood at all times a day. Mm-hmm. Do a drive-by like this potential buyer did. And then if you are the seller, maybe ask. Ask if you can help or make them aware that you're putting your home on the market. And just make the next-door neighbor and surrounding homes aware that you are trying to sell. And let's all help each other because it helps the values in the neighborhood.
Yep, absolutely. That's a good mentality to approach it. Sometimes you can control those things. Other times you can problem solve. It's all part of that process. I'm reminded of when my parents moved to the beach and they were looking at homes. There was this one in particular that they really liked, but it was a lot lower price than a lot of the other homes, and it had been on the market longer, and we were trying to figure out why. It seems like this should have been snatched up by now. And so my dad, who's just very sort of investigative about these kinds of things, we went and looked at the house, seemed great, couldn't figure out what might have been wrong with it, and we had gone in the morning. He went back and just drove through the neighborhood to go take a look at it like the next day in the afternoon, and it was a very hot day. And I guess there's something with this is many years ago, I'm trying to remember, but there was some sort of like neighborhood septic or that I guess was behind the trees,
right,
but basically adjacent to where that home was. In the afternoon when it heats up and you're at the beach, it's getting hot. It smells terrible and in that little part of the neighborhood, and especially at this house because it's right next to it.
Yeah.
And he got out of his car and had to get right back in because he was like, it was so bad. So we knew then why it was.
That's why.
Why it wasn't.
Yeah.
But that was the reason why you go back and you drive it around at different times and check it out in different ways.
So. Exactly. Oh, gosh. That's. And you never know if the poor sellers, were they aware whenever they bought the home?
Sure.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah. Things happen sometimes, and you hate to be in those situations, but good to do that investigative work. Now, let me ask you this, Angie. We're in a situation right now with the market where you're getting multiple offers, houses are flying off the market. Does that make it more difficult for buyers to do their they can still do their sort of regular due diligence, but does it make it, before you put the offer in, it's a little bit harder to do some of that investigative stuff?
That is very true, just because unfortunately time is not on your side when it comes to buying. If you are in the market, and especially certain price points, whenever a home hits the market, you have to get out there. Mm-hmm. I had the exact same thing happen with a townhome I listed in Cary this past week, and we had so many showings lined up, and eventually we just had to stop the showings because we already have multiple offers and we had to make a decision on one of the homes. And I had agents calling me because their buyers were upset. Well, why is our showing declined? Why can't we get in there? And I said, guys, we've now been on the market for a day and a half. Unfortunately, if you wanted to get in this home, had to get in the first day we went into the market.
The first half day.
Yeah. So in one of those scenarios, one of the people that made an offer, they wanted to come back out and take a second look before they made their highest and best offer. But once again, we were on a strict timeline, and they were not able to come back in for a second showing before giving us their highest and best offer because we were pushing to get it under contract and get the highest price for my seller. And so in one of those scenarios, you might not be able to do kind of all your due diligence in regards to truly seeing, okay, who's going to be my neighbors, what is the neighborhood truly like, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to take a little bit of risk, and that's why you do have your due diligence period.
The official
you know?
Due diligence period.
Correct. Yeah. Once you officially go under contract, but the ball is not necessarily in your court in regards to the buyer side, and you can't drag your feet for too long or you're going to miss the opportunity of even getting mm-hmm. that home. So you need to be quick to act. You know, do your research online, quickly drive through the neighborhood, do whatever you need to do to feel comfortable with making an offer and moving forward on that home, or otherwise it will be gone.
Yeah. We're talking with Angie Cole of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle, helping you learn all those ins and outs of buying or selling a home in the area. If you'd like to get in touch with Angie, you can call 919-538-6477. You can call or text that number. And a lot of people do text each week instead. If you're out and about running errands and busy on this weekend, no problem at all. You can shoot a text to Angie and set up a time to maybe chat later on. 919-538-6477. Again, the number 919-538-6477. In honor of April Fool's Weekend, we're talking about some of the foolishness that we see costing people a home. And another one of the spots that we have to highlight, Angie, is when you have an unfriendly home to the kids, kid unfriendly, if you will. You know, if you've adjusted the home and made it less friendly to families and kids, your kind of example of the German Shepherds coming into the yard wasn't really anybody's fault. It was just one of those things that happens. But a good example of, you know, kind of how you shoot yourself in the foot. Have you seen buyers turned off by a home because of its lack of kid-friendly features other than the German Shepherd story?
I sure have. I've had a situation where with the kitchen setup, some of the older style homes, we can find that the cooktop is actually in the island. Sellers have gone in and reconfigured the kitchen setup, because if you're sitting on a stool at the island and you have mm-hmm. your cooktop right there, clearly that can be a little bit dangerous, especially if we have little ones okay. that like to, you know, reach around. I've seen other situations where with the backyard, the current owners have made it more of an entertainment space. Maybe they've added a lot of paver patios. They've added a fire pit. You know, it's more of kind of a cool hangout spot.
Right.
But then we've had families that have come in with little ones and there's not much grass in the backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, where do we put the play set? Where can they kick their soccer ball back and forth? So, you know, once again, it's your home. If you're going to be there for a long time, do what you want to it. But just always be thinking about later down the road, is this going to, you know, maybe give us any setbacks with selling? Because if it's not kid friendly, you know, and a family's moving in with kids, that can definitely hurt you.
Yep. Great examples. So again, try not to make your home too kid unfriendly, especially if you're going to resell that home at some point in time. Another area of foolishness that we see, and you've got to be careful with this, is, you know, untrusty loan officers. And there are a lot of great, you know, loan officers and mortgage brokers out there. But just like other industries, there are some bad apples. And maybe it's not even just bad apples, but just ones who aren't as good at their job as others. Make sure that you pick somebody who pays attention to detail. That's a really important factor, because the last thing you want to learn right before closing is that you need a few more $1,000s in cash at the closing table. Communication, very, very important. So choose your loan folks very wisely.
That is very true. And that's something that we are huge on, what lenders we work with. You know, it's up to the buyer to choose their lender. Right. It is completely out of our control. But we strongly suggest our preferred lenders, because we know that they're great at what they do. They are going to get the home closed and the loan closed. They're great at client satisfaction mm-hmm. and customer service. They're competitive with their rates. You know, when they show a good faith estimate, they match it. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's no surprises, and they're
limiting
wonderful.
Limiting surprises is the big thing,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And they're just great about walking the buyer, you know, through the steps from start to finish, always staying one step ahead, just like we do when we're representing our clients. And so, you know, having an amazing loan officer on your side who is going to help facilitate their transaction, because it takes a whole team to make sure that a closing happens. You know, we need mm-hmm. a great closing attorney. We need great agents. We need great loan officers. And so making sure that you're working with someone that we know will get the job done, be honest, be fair, you know, is very important when it comes to getting your financing.
Last but not least, Angie, in honor of April Fool's Weekend, one more item of foolishness foolishness that we've seen people do or experience that kind of costs you the sale. Folks who are big spenders but have very bad timing. And we've covered this before, but don't go making big purchases right before closing. That might be the definition of foolishness when it comes to real estate, because that can torpedo a sale pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's very true. And we just recently kind of talked about this sort of thing, you know, things not to do before you close on your home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, although we get very excited about, you know, maybe getting all new furniture for our new home,
right,
or maybe you've upsized and you have some vacant bedrooms, so you want to make sure that those are filled and you want those to be filled as soon as you move in, that can really hurt you. You know, whenever it comes to getting financing and going through the loan process, anytime you open up new lines of credit, you charge up a current credit card, you know, all of those things can really hurt you, and in the grand scheme of things can make you lose your loan. And if you lose your loan, you can't close on the home. So hold off on buying new furniture, buying that new car. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a new home, you want a new car to go along with it to put in the garage. Let's hang tight until after you close on your home to make sure you just, you know, don't have any hiccups along the way.
So don't let some of these foolish items cost you your home, your sale, your purchase of a home here in the Triangle. Instead, make the right decisions. And it would be foolish if you're thinking about selling your home to not do this, and that is to text the word listing to the number 555-888. You can find out an early estimate of the value of your home by texting that word listing to the number 555-888. What'll happen is you'll get a link back on your smartphone. Click that link, put in your home's address, and then we will send you an early estimate of your home's value. It's a great starting point if you're thinking about selling or have even started that process already, and then you can take it to the next steps after that. But a very good step to take that, I guarantee you, is not foolish at all, is to text the word listing, listing, to the number 555-888. I know it's only six digits. Don't worry, it'll still work. 555-888 is the number, and in the message field, all you put is the word listing, and you'll have that link sent right to you that you can click on and find out more great information about the value of your home. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. There is more on the way. We still have to get to the listing of the week, a great home to feature that's for sale here in the Triangle. Also, much more around the corner. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Random facts, interesting tidbits. It must be Triangle Trivia Time right here on the Savvy Realtor.
According to Money Magazine, Raleigh is the best big city to live in the Southeast. What's great? Try great schools, a growing workforce, and affordable housing. Looking to buy or sell in and around this great city? Then listen up. Back to Angie Cole, your Savvy Realtor.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on the Savvy Realtor.
Well, this part of the show, each week we feature a great home that's for sale here in the Triangle. We call it the listing of the week, and we'll also, in a few moments, give you the chance to text in and view a virtual tour, photos, and more information about this particular home. Angie, where are you taking us this week?
So I'm taking you to Raleigh.
Right.
The neighborhood is located in, it's called Cedar Hills, is the name of the subdivision, and the address is 5405 Cedarwood Drive in Raleigh. The zip code is 27609. So a little bit about this home. It's a total of 2360 square feet. It has a huge walkout daylight basement. It's an adorable home with lots of refinished hardwood floors, kitchen with granite countertops, a huge formal dining room with crown molding and can lights, also has a formal living room, and then the family room has a wood-burning fireplace. I love that feature about this home because it just makes it kind of rustic,
yeah.
Which it's hard to find a lot of homes with the wood-burning fireplace. So a neat, neat aspect. The master bedroom has a walk-in closet, a renovated master bathroom with tile floors, granite counters, tub towel surround shower. We also have additional bedrooms with on-site finished hardwood floors again. We also have a pull-down attic with some storage space up there. And then with the basement, it's finished in some spots and then also unfinished in others. So there's like a bonus den area that is finished downstairs along with the utility room and also another bedroom. And then there's a walk-in unfinished basement section where it could be just for extra storage.
Lots of storage.
Yeah.
They've even got like shelving and stuff like that.
Sure can.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's an additional about like 920 square feet. And that space could be used for storage or you could always have future expansion as well. Mm-hmm. The deck on this home is huge. It's amazing. With a trellis. Mm-hmm. And so just a neat outdoor area, very wooded, large backyard. This home was built in 1971, but with the updates, it definitely seems newer. It also has a newer HVAC and a brand new roof. And so this home, which is located again at 5405 Cedarwood Drive in Raleigh in Cedar Hills Subdivision, is currently listed at $355,000. And so it kind of lives like a ranch, but then with the full basement as well. So if you would like to receive a virtual tour for this wonderful new listing, you can text the word SAVVY, that is SAVVY, to the phone number 555-888. So once again, if you would like to see more pictures, remarks, just more information about this listing, you can text the word SAVVY, like as you're texting a friend, text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888.
This is a beautiful home, especially for the price point. Right on the outskirts of the Beltline, $355,000 price point, gorgeous home inside. That basement to me is a huge selling feature, just that extra storage. I mean, this seems like a really good value to me. Obviously, I'm biased, but it looks like a great home. We feature a lot of them each week here on the show. We feature a different home. This is right there at the top of the list of one of the best ones so far. So again, if you'd like to get this home sent to your smartphone, the listing of the week, you can get photos, virtual tour, more information about the home right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is text that word SAVVY, SAVVY, to the number 555-888 and just click on the link. All you have to do again is text the word SAVVY, SAVVY, to the number 555-888 and you can view this week's listing of the week at 5405 Cedarwood Drive in Raleigh. Very cool home. You'll want to take a look at that one. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole and there's more around the corner.
Now, it's no secret, we all want to celebrate and have success. And right here on The Savvy Realtor, we like to celebrate and share those success stories.
Well, before we wrap things up for the week, it's time for another success story. This is where we highlight a great story from one of Angie's past clients and how Angie and her team helped navigate around maybe a conflict or an issue or a problem and how they were able to solve it and reach a successful conclusion. So, Angie, what's this week's success story?
Yeah, so this week's success story, I thought that we would talk about our team and how we are wonderful with guiding, you know, sellers and buyers through the process. So one big hiccup we can always run into is with new construction, whenever someone or a buyer wants to go down the route of new construction, maybe a pre-sale, maybe, you know, the home hasn't even broken ground, maybe the home is under construction, but the timeline can always range. And with every builder, the timeline is different from contract to completion.
Okay.
And with that being said, the, you know, potential buyers or the new buyers, their situation can be a little bit different. So we recently just had two clients where both of them are selling their homes, and one of them, it was required that they sell their home in order to buy, where the other one was in a situation where they actually did not have to sell their current home before buying, but they preferred to. So, you know, it was one of those situations when I go out to a listing appointment, we talk about timeline, we talk about the next steps, because of course, I can put their homes on the market, get it sold really quick.
Right.
And actually with both these clients, their homes went under contract very, very quickly. But what's more important is what is their next steps, okay? Because for example, with one of the clients, it was a requirement that they sell their home and have their home under contract and in order to make an offer for a pre-sale. But they were open to selling their home, getting it under contract, and then moving in with family who live nearby. So it was just, once again, walking through the steps to could talk about, all right, what is our next step so we know when to put the current home on the market and when to list. Mm-hmm. Well, with the other clients, they were in a situation where they were able to hang tight and go ahead and go under contract on their pre-sale new construction, and they wanted to align it where our closing date for the sale would close just after the closing for their new home. So they actually went under contract with the new construction many, many months ago, and we've just been keeping in touch, and then we've been chatting, and we decided, all right, we're about 60 days out from completion of their new home. Let's go ahead and put their home on the market with the expectation of needing a specific closing date. Once again, with this particular home, wonderful townhome in Cary, we have multiple offers, and we were able to make the potential buyers aware of this is the closing date our sellers want to see in order to make your offer more attractive. And so my sellers were able to get a closing date, which would fall just a week after their new home would be built. And so it depends on the situation. So it's very important to work with a team who understands, you know, not only the home that you're selling, but what will be your next step? What's your timeline like? Mm-hmm. You know, what's your financial situation? Do you need to sell your home first in order to buy? Or are you in a scenario where you can first buy and then sell? So to be able to give you that guidance. And that's one thing that our team, Acol Realty, does, you know, just amazing and effectively. We take great pride in that. So if you are thinking about buying or selling your home and you would like the guidance or you need help with the timeline of the whole process, give me a call. Let's start that conversation. My cell phone number is 919-538-6477. And if you're wanting to understand the value of your home, we would love to send you a quick link where you can just input your address and then a value will be automatically sent back to you. So if you want to understand the value of your home, once again, just to get that process started, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. So once again, if you are thinking about selling, you want to get a good understanding of the value of your home, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
That'll get you that link right to your smartphone. Just text the word listing to the number 555-888 and click on the link, and you'll be able to get that great estimate of your home's value, a good starting point for selling a home here in the Triangle. If you don't have a smartphone or you'd like to just reach out directly to Angie Cole, the phone number that you can call or text is 919-538-6477. Always like to give you that option as well. You can call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. Well, Angie, that'll do it for this week's edition of the Savvy Realtor. As always, I want to thank you for your time and hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You as well. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Angie Cole, the Savvy Realtor here in the Triangle, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty. One more time, your number to call or text to reach Angie directly is 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time on the Savvy Realtor.